Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. No ordinary worship and, of course, no ordinary praise here on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. I am your host tonight, Evangelist Rossi Williams here in Miami, Florida. And I welcome everyone who has tuned in tonight. We have a great word here on Real Talk where we rightly divide the word of truth to give you practical application of God's word in your everyday life. Our topic for tonight's Bible study is taming the tongue. I really should say taming your tongue, right? Because we have to make this very personal to ourselves. And our scripture for tonight comes from the book of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me just give you a few housekeeping tips on Real Talk since it's hosted live online. Number one, I will take your questions, comments, and prayer requests on air. For those of you who are tuned in via phone, you can press 1 at any time throughout the Bible study with a question or comment, and we'll stop and answer it because this is Bible study, right? Not a sermon. For those of you who are tuned in online, you can type your comment, question, or prayer request, and I will read it on air and then respond. As well, please feel free to respond to anyone else's comment or questions. So the lines remain open throughout the entire Bible study. The second rule is to remember to keep it on topic, but remember there are no questions off limits within the realm of tonight's topic. I want you to feel free to ask what you have to ask. That's why Real Talk is Grown Folks Bible Study. And finally, remember that you can also tune in with me live at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, on my Daily Fire broadcast. All of that information and everything else you need to know about me, including my upcoming itinerary and all the things that God is doing, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go into the Word. I'm then going to play a song, and we'll come right back into rightly dividing the Word of Truth with practical application for your everyday life in tonight's topic on taming your tongue. From the book of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, the KJV. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Come on and give God praise for his word. Tonight we're going to focus on taming the tongue. We're going to divide the word in regard to the power of your tongue, in regard to the blessings that you bring into your life with what you speak, as well as the curses that you bring into your life with what you speak. Because out of your heart, that's where your words are coming from. Out of what you treasure, that's where what you're saying is originating. And those whom are in your life, be it your spouse, your children, your girlfriend or boyfriend, be it those people on your job or your friends, they are the recipients of what's in your heart, spoken through your mouth, decreed with your tongue. And so we got to tame it. Let's hear this this song tonight, and then we're going to get ready to come straight back into the Word of God, because anything can happen when you learn how to tame your tongue.
You are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came, 'cause He's in our very midst.
Praise God wherever you are tonight. Anything can happen in here, in your atmosphere, wherever you are, anything can happen. Anything good can happen. Any blessing can fulfill the atmosphere where you stand right now. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? We're in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 10 tonight. I've already read the word. Let's go into prayer, and we're going to delve right into the rest of this Bible study. Father God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask forgiveness of every sin. Lord, as we prepare to go into your word, we ask you, Lord, to give us ears to hear. Give us minds, Lord, to understand, and hearts to receive your word tonight. Father, I ask that I decrease, that you increase. Father, that your anointing destroys every yoke. And Lord, we leave out of this Bible study better than how we came in. In the name of Jesus, we can't count it done. And we say, so be it. Amen. So on tonight's Bible study, we're dealing with taming the tongue. And I read to you the book of James, chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, before that selection, and how the author talked about the power of our tongues. He told us that the tongue is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. In other words, this tongue is so powerful, but it exists in a state of chaos and disorder if we don't bring it into alignment with the word of God. You see, the tongue has the capability to destroy a person. You can murder someone with your tongue while they still yet remain alive. Now, we know legally that's not the definition of murder, right? As an attorney, I know legally that's not the definition, but you understand how with your tongue, you can ruin someone's reputation to the point where everything that has been good about their lives has now been destroyed. In James, it said that there is an inconsistency in how we use our tongue. He said in verse 9 that with this tongue, on one hand, we bless God the Father. We praise him. We say unto him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We say, Hosanna. We say, I love the Lord. But then he finished that verse by saying, but with that same tongue, we curse men who have been made in God's image. So out of your mouth proceedeth an inconsistency, a fallacy, if you will, of blessing God and then cursing his creation. He ended in verse 10 by saying, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. As we go throughout this word tonight, I challenge you, to place your tongue against the mirror of the word. What are you using your tongue for? Is it to expand God's kingdom, to bless and inspire, to uplift? Or are you a soul killer? Are you a person who does nothing with your mouth but talk negative about others? You gossip about others. You're cynical. You're a jaded Jack or a negative Nancy. You have nothing good to say about anyone. And you can't speak well of anyone. Maybe it's because you're jealous or envious. Who are you with your tongue? And how are you using it? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, the word tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now listen to that. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. So what are you speaking? Many times, especially as we get frustrated, we find ourselves professing things that are not in alignment with the word of God. And the problem with that is that your words hold power. You see, there's a saying that we used to say in childhood, which although common, was untrue. The saying is that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie from the very pits of hell. You see, words do hurt. Words do destroy, especially if they come from someone you love. If you don't believe me, let your husband or wife tell you right now that you're ugly, or that he or she doesn't love you anymore. They've never loved you. You've never been the right person, and they made a mistake, a grave mistake, in even marrying you. They regret it and have regretted it every day of your marriage. And if they could go back and change it, they would not have stayed with you. I guarantee you, you will feel the pain of those words. Now, they did not touch you. They did not hit you. But the impact of the words hurt you severely. Why? Because you knew that they came out of their heart. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So many times, many of us are not using our tongues in ways that edify the Lord. Even the words that we speak in our homes over our own children and grandchildren. You just like your no good daddy. You just like your whorish mama. You ain't gonna never be nothing. I regret having you. I can't wait till you get out of my house. I wish I'd never even had kids. If it wasn't for you, my life would be, insert wherever you believe your life would be right now. Day after day, you're killing the self-esteem of your children. You are speaking unto them spiritual death, yet wondering why down the road they're not productive citizens. They don't see themselves with confidence. They don't understand the talents and giftings that are within them. And they end up incarcerated or out in the streets or on drugs, or even worse, they disrespect you or they hate you. They have no relationship with you, because all you've ever spoken with your tongue is death over their lives and over their spirits. You see, God wants us to tame our tongues so that the tongue submits to the word of God. And once it submits to the word of God, then it will speak forth the will of God. Hallelujah. And as it speaks forth the will of God in your life, you'll then begin to change your confessions and how you live in alignment with what is coming out of your heart. And as you do this, brothers and sisters, you will see improvement in your life, because the old you will no longer exist. Hallelujah. Isn't this good word tonight? That old negative you, that doubting you, that cynical you, that person that forgot who God was, will no longer exist in you. And the things that you speak will therefore bring forth life. Come on and give God praise wherever you are right now. We're talking about taming the tongue on tonight. Death and life, is said in Proverbs 18:21, are in the power of your tongue. You have the ability, brothers and sisters, to change situations. You have the power and the jurisdiction granted unto you by the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to speak in the midst of negative situations and bring forth positive outcomes. You have the power in the midst of death, despondency, and despair to speak forth hope, encouragement, and victory, and make it be so. Taming the tongue. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul told us, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." Another part of taming the tongue, you see, is guarding whom you hang around. Our parents used to say it as, "Birds of a feather flock together." You see, if you only surround yourself with negative people, If you only surround yourself with people who have no vision, no goals, and no strategy, then what they're doing, the lackluster lives that they are living, will begin to infect the character of you. I didn't say affect, A-F-F-E-C-T. I said infect, I-N-F-E-C-T, like a parasite, like a virus infecting a person's body and taking over. That's what evil communications do. Find yourself some good friends. Find yourself some happy people. Find yourself some go-getters, some rainmakers, some movers and shakers to surround yourself with. Find yourself and create an intimate circle of people who are God-fearing, God-believing people, who speak what God speaks, who love what God loves, who encourage you to do what God encourages you to do, and who help to bring out the best in you. Because that will help you, glory, to tame your tongue in alignment with the word of God. And then you will not be, as we read in James 3, 8 through 10 tonight, a person who on one hand is blessing God with your tongue, and then who turns right around and curses people, speaks death and destruction, or even speaks doubt about the promises that God already gave unto you. Will you tonight begin to love on God with your tongue? Will you tonight begin to find some goodness and the greatness and the happiness in life? What happened to you that you forgot how to have joy? Who did you allow into your life that you forgot to value in yourself? That you forgot how to smile and have fun? What happened? Glory to God. That you got so caught up in the everyday routines of life that you forgot that the power of life and death rests in your tongue. I don't care what's going on in your home. I don't care what your children are doing. Satan will not have the victory over you unless you give it to him tonight. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45. The Bible says a good man or woman, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Whatever you're speaking is what is in your heart, brothers and sisters. Whatever you are speaking about someone, that is what is in your heart about that person. And whatever you are speaking about yourself, that is what is in your heart about you. If you will begin to frame what you say and how you see people through the lens of God, you know, the way God sees us, how he forgives us and has mercy, how he loves us, how he tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, how he reminds us that there's destiny and power in us, then your heart will change. Now understand, I must insert this. This does not mean that you don't have to deal factually with people and that you don't have to deal with the facts of your situations or how they have treated you. No, forgiveness just means that you are going to release them, glory, and release yourself from the offense. But it does not require you to have to go into ongoing fellowship with the person. That's called mercy. You see, forgiveness comes in and erases the offense, but it's mercy that allows us to receive the unmerited grace and favor despite what we truly deserve. If you don't believe me, think about Jesus when he was on the cross, hanging between the two thieves. One thief, you know, asked for forgiveness and repented of what he'd done. And our Savior forgave him and looked at him and told him, this day or this night, you'll be with me in paradise. You see, the forgiveness that Christ gave did not remove the natural consequences of the sin the men committed. Jesus didn't say you're forgiven and because of that, now I will remove you supernaturally from the cross. Or you will not have to die on the cross for your charge or your crime. No, he said the forgiveness erases the spiritual offense so that you can live with me in paradise. But the natural consequence of his action, the thief still suffered. So it is mercy, glory, when God comes in and allows us not to receive the just recompense of what we've done. So we want to deal with people factually. If they've hurt us, you want to be able to tell the person, you hurt me, your words hurt. If they are people that constantly defame your name or scandalize you, and no matter how many opportunities you've given them to get it right, they're showing you that this is who they are, it is okay for you to distance yourself. Still love them, still pray for them, because you're using the power of your tongue to do what? To still speak blessings over them, to still stand in the gap for them, so that hopefully they will give their lives to Christ. And they will be saved, or if they are saved, they will allow God to work on them in that area so that they will change their confessions as well. But out of the abundance of your heart, that's what your tongue speaks. So I am an astute listener of people when they're speaking to me, because I can tell what they really mean, right, by what they're saying or what they don't say. I pay attention to the tongue. Now, tonight, we're focusing on taming that tongue. So you're going to have to submit your hearts to the Lord and ask God to give you a heart like him, a heart that loves, a heart that forgives, a heart that has mercy, and also a heart that rebukes, chastises, and reproves, but in doing so seeks to kill the issue and not the person. Isn't this good word? In Psalm 34, the psalmist told us what we ought to be doing with our tongues. Beginning at verse 1, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. And let us exalt his name together. This is what we should be doing with our tongue. We should be blessing the Lord at all times. In the midst of every trial and tribulation, brothers and sisters, you should still bless the Lord. In the midst of every adverse situation, whether you understand it or not, you should still be blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. Not because you don't see the facts of what's going on, but because you understand the truth that with God nothing is impossible, God will still come in and deliver you. This is why we bless him. This is why we praise him. This is why we glorify God in the midst of everything that's happening, because our faith is in him. We believe in him. God, I do not understand why I'm in this situation, but I bless your name because I know you are still a deliverer. God, I don't understand what's going on in my body, but I bless your name because I know that you said, by your stripes I am healed. God, I don't understand what's going on with my children. I don't understand what's going on with my husband. I don't understand what's going on with my wife, but I still bless you, Lord, because you said I have the power to bring reconciliation. I have the power, Lord, to speak life into them. This is why we bless the Lord at all times. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the last scripture for tonight, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This, brothers and sisters, is how we tame the tongue. We give thanks to our Savior. We give thanks to God. Wherever you are tonight, please just begin to thank him. The lines are muted, so whether you're tuned in via phone or online, I can't hear you and no one else can hear you. But come on and just begin to give God a praise right now. Just begin to tell God how much you thank him. How much you bless his name. And whatever's going on, you tell God, Lord, I don't understand how you're going to fix it. But I still believe, God, that you will fix it. Jesus, you will fix it. Lord, you will make a way. God, you will open doors. Lord, you will bless me and my household. You will bless the fruit of my womb. You will bless the seed of my loins. God, wherever my children are, I just thank you that you bless them right now. Father, wherever my mother or my siblings are, I thank you that you bless them right now. This is what you ought to be saying to the Lord. God, whatever my financial needs are, I bless your name because, Father, you said that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you and that you are my God who supplies every need. It doesn't matter what's going on. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Because in you I see goodness, Lord. Brothers and sisters, God sees goodness in you tonight. God sees destiny in you. God sees the purpose in you. And no matter what anybody else has said, no matter what anyone else has used their tongue to speak over you tonight, I use my tongue to speak forth life. I speak forth blessings in your life. I speak forth under the anointing of Christ that whatever you need, God has got it and God will answer it. Hallelujah. Now the lines are open. Before we go into our ending prayer, if you have any questions or comments, I'm going to let you speak them on air. You won't have to say your name because this is Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where we rightly divide the word. So if you have a question or comment, press 1 on your phone, and that will let you come live on air. And for those of you tuned in online, if you have any questions, type them, and I will address them on air because this is Bible study tonight. And then we're going to go into prayer, and we're going to end tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I see no questions, I see no comments typed in, we'll get ready to just go into prayer. Why don't you just begin to praise the Lord wherever you are? Use your tongue to bless the Lord. Use your tongue to bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we glorify you. Lord, we thank you because your name is worthy tonight. Father, we praise you for everyone who's tuned in to Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Lord, without you, we would be nothing. So we honor you tonight. Father, we come before you to tame our tongue, to learn, God, to speak forth blessings no matter what is going on. We will bless you at all times. Father, we will bless you continually. We will give you praise. We will thank you when we rise, and we'll thank you throughout our day. We'll thank you, Father, when we go to sleep, and we'll thank you at all times. A praise for you, God. It's in our hearts, so it comes forth out of our mouths. God, we bless you tonight. Lord, we bless you for victory. We bless you, God, because we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Whatsoever we need, Father, you're working it out right now, and we just say thank you. Lord, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. God, we thank you. Without you, God, we just could not be as good as we are, as victorious as we are. All of our blessings, they rest in you. Now, Lord, I lift up everyone who's tuned in right now. God, that you would bless them in ways that they've never seen before. Lord, that you would let them see themselves as you see them. Father, that you would help them submit their tongues to you, submit their confessions to you. Submit their words to you and their ways to you, Father, that everything we do aligns with your will so that we can expand your kingdom here on earth and so that we can live a blessed life. Every day we be blessed. Hallelujah. As we bring our tongues into subjection with your word. Now, Father, we count it done. And wherever we are, we say thank you. Oh, Father, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Everyone just praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we're going to end tonight's Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Come on, just praise him. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I will tame my tongue to align with your word, your will, and your purpose for my life. I will speak blessings instead of cursings. In Jesus' name, amen, and so be it. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're going to church. You're in a good Bible-believing church. You're going to Bible study, Sunday school if your church has it. Make sure you tune in with me Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. for Daily Fire, and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. More information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Now, our topic for tonight's Bible study is taming the tongue. Every Wednesday night, we are rightly dividing the word of truth with practical application for your everyday life. I hope this has blessed you tonight. If so, please go to my website, rossi.org, and on the contact page, send me your testimonies. Let me know how the word is blessing your life, and I'll keep you in my prayers. Put your tongue in God's hands and watch how your life changes for the better. All right, I'll see you next. Well, in the morning.
It's been a long